Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Kamala Harris's supporters say the vice president can build on President Biden's legacy after her campaign stop in West Allis Tuesday. Laurel Brooks was one of the many people at the rally who told ABC News they're excited about Harris as the new presumptive Democratic nominee.
Kamala has the energy to take all of that and move it forward and steamroll right over Donald Trump. Mop the floor with him.
Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee. Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline, U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
Wisconsin reaction to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Wednesday address to Congress reveals a deep partisan divide over the war in Gaza. Senator Tammy Baldwin was the only Wisconsin Democrat to attend, but said she was deeply disappointed that the Israeli leader has failed to end the operation and bring home Israeli hostages held by Hamas. House Democrats Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore boycotted the speech and, like Baldwin, argued Netanyahu ought to be prioritizing a ceasefire. House Republicans reiterated their support for Israel. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for not attending, calling her absence offensive in a post on X. Harris attended a previously scheduled event at a college sorority and had a separate meeting with Netanyahu. Wisconsin high school seniors may soon be receiving direct admissions to UW system campuses. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says Wisconsin high school seniors who have met program requirements will be notified of their offers starting next week and continuing into September. Under Direct Admit Wisconsin, qualified high school students from participating schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students are admitted based upon grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. Rothman says students should watch their school email accounts for the notices and instructions on what to do next. UW-Madison, UW-Eau Claire, and UW-La Crosse are the only UW schools not participating in the program. Investigators in Iowa have closed their investigation of a murder-suicide that ended in Dane County. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has determined that the gun, which 37-year-old Alexander Grunke used to kill himself, was the same weapon which killed 32-year-old Tana Poppy. Her body was found at a Dubuque County residence on the evening of April 10th. Poppy's 5-month-old child with Grunke and a 13-year-old girl were not in the home. Grunke left the younger child with a family in Dane County before leading deputies on a chase. He and the girl both fired at deputies before officers used road spikes to end the pursuit. Both fled into nearby woods where the 13-year-old was found unresponsive. She later died. Grunke committed suicide after breaking into a family's home and barricading himself in the basement. Today is the halfway mark of EAA Air Venture 2024. Communications Director Dick Napinski says there are 4 more days and 5 more air shows to come.
Saturday night, we've got another night air show. We have got afternoon air shows tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So come on out for that. But Saturday night, we're going to do it all again, put the drones back up. We're going to go stop at the fireworks stand again and go get some more stuff. Put it all up in the sky again.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force. As part of the celebration, EAA invited the Snowbirds to the Air Venture.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. And they're quintessentially American. You put the biggest, loudest engine you can on something and fly as fast as you can all over the place. Meanwhile, the Canadians, the Snowbirds, are this wonderfully elegant nine-ship team that work with music. And to watch them synchronize through the sky and what they do is just a wonderful display.
The Snowbirds will perform in the EAA air shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Plane Fire and EMS three-day celebration is this Friday through Sunday. WRCO intern Michael Hernan has more.
The Plane Fire and EMS three-day celebration is a tradition. Danny Herfel says there's fun for everyone at the weekend-long celebration.
Everything kicks off on Friday afternoon, the baseball tournament. It's going to be a 12 and under tournament this year. There's eight teams going to play in that, and kicks off Friday night, and that'll go all day Saturday and then into Sunday. And then, of course, we have all the live music. Friday night will be the High Mileage Band, and then Sean Shell on Saturday afternoon, he'll bring some of his music, and then the big band Cherry Pie on Saturday night, and then Donnie Ray's X gonna play after the parade on Sunday.
The parade will step off Sunday.
So the parade will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday. If you have anything you want to put into it, show up at the church and get registered. And the longer the parade, the better. It seems to always draw a really good showing, and I appreciate everyone that comes and puts something through it.
The chicken barbecue will be returning this year.
Chicken barbecue is on Sunday after the parade. Definitely come down the park and have a big chunk of chicken. Yeah, it's same meal again this year as last year. It'll be the half a chicken and baked potato, baked beans, cookie, bread. And and if you choose that you want to just get it and go home, we're going to do the drive-through again down on Bridge Road. So go down there and jump in line after the parade if you choose.
Wisconsin State Highway 23 will be closed due to road construction. The path affected is from Spring Green to Loganville. Here's John Ruland on some alternate routes you can get to Plain.
If you're coming from Spring Green to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. So it's not a big inconvenience. You can't really drive 23. You can, but it's 45 mile an hour speed limit currently. And if you try to go during the week, there's a lot of flagging operations going on. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N. So it's not, I've done it a few times. It's not that many miles out of the way, not that many minutes out of the way. Plus, you're being safer then.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
A Wisconsin lawmaker is hoping to make Apostle Islands a national park. Tom Tiffany has introduced the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve Act, which would give the state its first ever national park. The legislation would redesignate the Apostle Islands from a national lakeshore to a national park and would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve to maintain existing hunting access. Tiffany says the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is an unrivaled destination that is more than worthy of being elevated to a crown jewel of the national park system. The 7th District Republican introduced the bill at a federal land subcommittee hearing this week in Washington.